Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Gator, debate last night.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about it, but we are going to talk. We're in a weird place here with our Detroit football team. In that, I don't know that I can ever remember this fan base being sort of as unified and on board. It's never happened with the Lions. This kind of fan unification and belief harkens back to, you know, peak era Red Wings. Maybe it might not be that far. That team we already knew could win Stanley Cups, but it's kind of a weird thing. How much people are on board, how positive people are, how excited people are. And yet, do people still debate stuff with the Lions? Like you and your friends is what I'm wanting.
There's a segue. Thank you. I'm ready to get my talking points from last night. Are we doing this? Where are we going? Where are we at?
That was the old head fake.
Reading Pets in Springfield, what? Lions debate. Okay, debate. Yes. That's what you're talking about.
So here's what my question is about the Lions. Is what do you and your friends, not you, although maybe you and your crew out there still debate about this team in this season? Like, do you debate over what their ceiling is? Do you debate and argue and go back and forth on what their biggest problem is? What are, for you, in your circle, each individual out there, what are the points that you still debate with the people that you associate with? Because we're all kind of on board, so these debates are fun ones to have. Like, I'm just not sure they have the depth. They're good enough to win the Super Bowl, but I'm not sure they have the depth. Probably some golf debates out there.
Yeah, I think, you know, we had one today with James Houston, you know, what's going on. But Kang and I keep going back and forth respectively, and it is respectfully with each other, about the need for a big receiver. I think that's an ongoing debate, you know, and do they need to have one or not? They don't have one on the current roster. Do they have one on the practice squad? They have a couple on the practice squad. And Jared Goff pointed that out to us on Tuesday. Yeah, they've got one on the practice
squad. He pulled the trigger quick on that too, which the enthusiasm with which he pointed out Tim Patrick when the bigger receiver topic came up, it was kind of like he wanted to say, we got what you need. We got what you're asking for.
Yeah. Say, well, we have it.
It's
just wait till it's unleashed.
But, I mean, they didn't use him in week one, and they start getting into, and I mean, Kang, tell me if you didn't feel the same way. They wouldn't get in the red zone to get down to the goal line, and I'm like, this is probably where they need a big receiver.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are times you notice, like, that's what Josh Reynolds did last year, which is he had like 40 catches and 32 were for first downs or a touchdown.
Yeah.
In a game where they had trouble converting on third down, right? You were like, all right, it'd be nice to have that kind of bigger, reliable receiver at this point. But are we being too picky, or are we just, hey, we're at that moment where...
Oh, it's probably nitpicking stuff.
Okay. But it's debating stuff, right?
Yeah,
and to me, in defending that they don't need to have the guy at 6'4", would I like to have the guy at 6'4"? Absolutely. But why I can debate that I don't necessarily think they need to is what they need is a guy that on third down, as a third option like Josh Reynolds was, to just get open. Be open and throw him the ball and he'll catch it, right? Because I don't remember Josh Reynolds making all of these, you know, catch after catch being contested or being 50-50 balls or whatever. He was just open. Why? Because the other team was concentrating on Amon-Ra St. Brown or on Sam Laporta. By midseason, everybody knew Laporta was a guy. And that your third option would have been the guy who was open. And third guy was Josh Reynolds. So now with this team, it feels like it's Amon-Ra. You got Laporta. Now you got Jameson Williams, his big play guy. And then the fourth guy. Who's the fourth? Is it Khalif Raymond? Is it Jahmyr Gibbs? But, you know, that's certainly a heck of a lot smaller than what Josh Reynolds was.
Things are really good right here, right now. But what are the things that you either still debate with your friends or debate in your own mind that this Lions team needs or is still a point of contention? 248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. Anthony, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Anthony.
Hey there, guys. How you doing today?
Good. What's up?
Good, man. Go Lions. Go Lions. Hey, I think the biggest thing that I'm still kind of on the fence about, and I think this past Sunday really showed it, was just Terrion Arnold and where he stands. And those two penalties really put my nerves a little bit higher. So I'm curious to see what his ceiling is and where he goes. But I think we need to definitely be watching, and hopefully he's learning from some of the vets on the team and getting an idea of what it's like to be a pro and, you know, hopefully turns it around. But those two penalties really, really don't sit well with me. I don't know about you guys, but
they didn't bother me that much. I'm a rookie first start going up against that receiving core. The over-under on PIs probably would have been 1.5. I could see it totally being reasonable in his first start to get one PI. He obviously got two.
I think they're correctable. You know, the first one, it was just kind of technique. It was a little handsy, right? And then the other one was he had his back to the play in the corner of the end zone. If he turns around, it's an interception.
Yeah.
So it's something to be learned.
Not jumping ship on the guy. He's still our future, hopefully, in our secondary. But just something to watch, something I picked up on, and hopefully week two he gets out there and gets after it.
I suppose. I mean, the one thing about it is it's only the first game. If by midpoint of the season he's got like 17 pass interference calls, we'll be like, oh, this is an issue.
Yeah, and you know, they go right back at it on Sunday, and they've got to face Godwin and Evans. That's a tough duo. Is it as tough as Nacua and Cooper Kupp? Maybe not, but they present different challenges. I mean, Mike Evans is a big receiver, and he catches everything that's thrown to him.
248-539-9797. What are the things that you and your friends still actually do debate, or as it pertains to our Detroit Lions, who are instilling about as much confidence as the Lions team ever has in Detroit? But it doesn't mean they're perfect, and it does mean there's some things that you might ask yourself, is this going to be good enough? Because I still do ask the question, is the secondary going to be good enough? That's the debate I have in my own head. Mostly because of the last, they didn't play the whole preseason. Arnold played a couple snaps. Ennis Rakestraw played a couple snaps. And Amik Robertson played a couple snaps. And they gave up over 300 yards passing to Stafford with a depleted receiving core and a depleted offensive line. That doesn't mean they're going to be bad, but I still debate. I hope they're going to be good enough. And maybe I might more debate how much better are they going to be. That's what it really comes. They're going to be better. How much better?
I'm really encouraged by it because I think that something gets lost in the game on Sunday because of the yards that Stafford put up. Is a couple of those drives would have been shut down with interceptions if they had made the play. Brian Branch needed to make a play. Didn't make a play. Carlton Davis needed to make the play. Didn't make the play. And had they made those plays, I think we'd feel a lot better about. They just picked Stafford off three times. Sorry, they just picked the Rams quarterback off three times. And we like that because interceptions come at a premium in this league.
Tim in Mount Clemens, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Tim.
Hey, guys. My thing is I've had a problem for all last year, and then they didn't address it this year, is overall team speed on defense. We've struggled against teams that have decent quarterbacks and really fast playmakers with tight ends that are fast and wide receivers that are fast. Rakestraw and Arnold did not run blazing fast 40s. And I was hoping that they would bring in an elite corner with elite speed. Those guys are rare and cost a lot of money. I understand that. But we're still, it seems like, chasing people just a little bit. You know, Anzalone's, he's really good. He's always in the right place, but sometimes he gets.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you- you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How athletic, you know? And I was just hoping they'd bring at least one dude.
I mean, Anzalone had three tackles for loss in the first half of the game. Terry Arnold was the second best defensive back available in the draft, and the Lions got him. I get what you're saying. In the offseason, could you have gone and gone after one of the top corners available? Could you have gotten that in free agency or made a trade for that? I get that, but you don't think that they have addressed the secondary, because it's a total turnover.
They definitely did, and I think they played pretty good, and I'm very, very happy, and I took back some of my words to all my buddies, and we're having these discussions like, look, these guys' 40s in the combine were not that great, so we didn't address the team speed. I guess time will tell, but I look at teams like Pittsburgh Steelers, they never had anybody on their team that was fast after Troy Polamalu, and they struggled. They had to trade a first-round draft pick for Minkah Fitzpatrick, and it changed everything for him. So I was hoping – I do like the move of Branch to safety. I think that gives them some more speed at safety, because he wasn't a super-fast corner, but he's a really fast safety.
Thank you for the phone call, 248-539-9797. What are the debates you still have about our Lions? We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback. Another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That right around the corner as well. 97.1 The Ticket.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.